This story is based on a hypothetical, but not a far-fetched one. Most California political watchers agree that when the next legislature is sworn in later this year, Democrats will likely have a two-thirds supermajority in the state Senate. The question we ask here is, so what? And the answer, even from Democrats, is probably not very much.
Well, if you hear the Republicans talk about it, it'd be the end of civilization because Democrats would do nothing but pass taxes all day and all night long.
Democratic consultant Steve Maviglio.
But I don't think that's the reality.
Now, there are several reasons why that's the case. First, the Assembly. Democrats would need 54 seats to get a supermajority there. Republican strategist Marty Wilson runs the Political Action Committee for the California Chamber of Commerce. He says that possibility is pretty slim.
We believe that the Republicans, probably actually gain a couple of seats in the Assembly.
And even in Speaker John Perez's best-case scenario,
we'll build from a base of 50 districts to somewhere between 51 and 53.
In other words, no two-thirds majority for Democrats in the other chamber, so no carte blanche to raise taxes or fees or override a gubernatorial veto. The Senate can only do so much by itself. So Maviglio says Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders will still have to negotiate on at least some parts of their agenda, with moderate Democrats in the Senate and especially moderate Republicans in the Assembly.
I think you will see a lot more deal-making because many measures will boil down to one or two votes.
But will there be any moderates? CalChamber's Marty Wilson says yes.
With the redistricting that was done that's created, very competitive districts, I think you're going to see a much more moderate assembly, both Republican and Democratic members.
Of course, moderate is in the eye of the beholder. The chamber is looking for lawmakers from both parties, but particularly Democrats, who will work to reduce state regulations and block bills it labels job killers. Democrats, meanwhile, want Republicans who haven't signed a no-tax pledge. They hoped redistricting, along with California's new top two primary system, would bring moderate Republicans to Sacramento. But Speaker Perez isn't optimistic about that.
I don't see a single Republican district that is a Republican on Republican top two general election where there's a major ideological difference between the Republican candidates.
And that's why analysts from both parties suggest a two-thirds Senate supermajority might not make much of a difference next year by itself. The real factor, they say, will likely be this.
Are we going to win Proposition 30?
That's Senate leader Daryl Steinberg at a campaign rally for the governor's sales and income tax measure. If Prop 30 passes, Democrats could claim momentum and a mandate for their agenda, though some moderates might feel that's enough new taxes for now. If it fails, says CalChamber's Marty Wilson.
I just think they're going to be very hard-pressed to be looking at these revenue enhancers, and they're just going to have to hunker down into a very austere budget, and God forbid, maybe they'll start thinking, well, what can we do around here to grow the economy?
So on election night, California Democrats won't just be eyeing the number 27, the number of seats for a Senate supermajority. They'll be locked in on the number 30 as well. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.